This is Don Gagne in Austin. President-elect Bush had barely begun this behind-closed-doors meeting with top business leaders when an aide entered the room and whispered the news into his ear that the Fed was lowering interest rates. At the meeting's conclusion, Bush had this reaction, again making the case for his own across-the-board tax cut plan. He praised Greenspan's move.
I would interpret that to mean bold action in the halls of Congress to make sure this economy stays vibrant.
GE Chairman Jack Welch was among the three dozen or so participants from corporate America at the meeting with Bush. He said that everyone in the room was thrilled with the unexpected news.
We raised a glass of water to Mr. Greenspan for taking that action, and we all think it's in the right direction. And none too soon.
Others attending this so-called economic forum were former Republican presidential hopeful Steve Forbes, Rick Wagner, the CEO of General Motors, and Michael Dell of Dell Computer. Along with cheers for Greenspan, there were also cheers for the tax cut plan President-elect George Bush campaigned on this year. While there has been criticism from some quarters that his tax cut is too large, there was no such sentiment present in this group today. Forbes, in fact, called Bush's plan too modest. There were also smaller businesses represented. Terry Jordy is with County Bank USA in Candu, North Dakota. Like others, she told Bush that the economy is slowing and that rural areas are being hit especially hard.
And going forward, we really believe that we need some tax relief. We need economic incentives to develop jobs in rural America. And we were very encouraged by the plan that President-elect Bush has put forward today. And we look forward to working with him and welcome his initiatives in the new administration.
Tomorrow, President-elect Bush will spend another day focusing on the state of the economy, this time meeting with representatives of the so-called new economy from computer and high-tech industries. Don Gagne, NPR News, Austin.